Hello?
Hey, sorry, we got disconnected.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm sorry, we got disconnected about your mother you were telling me.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
What's up, boy?
I'm good. Yes, my mom's on has first what's her name? Dementia.
Okay.
And I just had her for the past 2 weeks, and I'm like, my whole thing is I can't leave her in the house alone because she keeps forgetting everything.
Mm.
So I'm trying to figure out how do I go through the situation of
to help
actually,
her with a caregiver.
Because she has Medicaid, I know that for a fact.
Okay. Do you want to be her caregiver and get paid for it, or do you want me to send someone?
I would rather get paid for it because it's my house, and, you know, I don't have a whole lot of traffic, and I'm an only son.
Oh, okay. For sure. I'm happy to help you guys out with this. Give me 1 second, and I'm happy to help. How's your morning going?
It's going great. How about yours?
It's going good. It's Friday.
Oh, man, right?
Finally, huh? Fridays are good.
Yes.
All right, so 1 second. You said she's on Medicaid, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to look up her Medicaid really quick, and then we'll take it from there. And what's your name?
Her name or my?
Your name.
Frank.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay, what's your mother's name? I'm sorry, you were breaking up. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, what's your mother's name?
Louise Norton.
Louisenorton. Louise.
Yes.
And Norton, Norton.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and her date of birth?
7/31/53.
And what's your home address?
1249 Alcott, ALCOTT Street, 19149.
And Philadelphia, PA?
Yes,
County?
Ma'am.
County Philadelphia as well, right?
Yes.
All right, perfect. Give me just 1 second. Did you ever have the services before for her, or no, this is the first time?
No. See, what happened was she was living with my older sister. Well, my older sister was living with her, and, you know, they taking advantage of an old lady. She paying all the bills, and then when she didn't pay the bills, my sister nor her three grown kids didn't attempt to pay it. So she kind of, like, fell in my lap because I just stepped in because it was 2 days before eviction.
Oh, wow.
You know?
Right.
So I stepped in and took her and shit. You know, all of a sudden my sister and her kids got houses. Whatever.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. But I'm happy
Thanks.
To help you. Okay. Give me just a minute. I'm going to look up her Medicaid, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Just another minute. Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. So she is good with Medicaid. It looks good here. Now, we'll help you out with the process of getting her enrolled. Okay? Do you have a few minutes to talk to my intake department, and they'll just give you a little welcome call?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, amazing. Just a minute. Let me make sure they're available. And do you have another phone number to reach you, just in case you can't get a hold of me, this one?
No, I do not.
What about the phone number for your mother?
Yeah, it's 3567.
668-3537?
688-3567.
Oh, okay. 688-3567.
Yes.
Okay, awesome. 1 minute. Okay, so I'm going to send you over to Naftali. He is in the intake department, and he will give you a little welcoming call, and then he'll let you know how to go about it with the services for your mother. Okay?
Appreciate it.
Of course, it's my pleasure. Give me just a second.
Yes, hi.
Hey, how you doing? The lady transferred me over.
Yes. Yes. Let me see what I have here. So you're applying for Norton Luis?
Yes.
Okay. And you're Luis?
Huh?
You are Luis or relatives?
I'm the son.
You're the son. Perfect. Okay. So I'll be the service coordinator to help you enroll. So what are you up to? Do you want to apply for home care services, right? This is what you're calling
yes.
about? Okay.
Yes.
So let me just first ask you a few questions before to see if it's worth applying. Is your total income more than $2,900 per month? I mean the patient's income.
Is her income more than $2,900 a month?
Yes.
No, she's on disability.
He's on disability. It was under $2,900, perfect. Does the patient have any assets, a house on her name, a life insurance policy, a car, something like that?
No.
Nothing. No assets. Okay, and what kind of income is she getting? Is she getting just disability income?
Yes.
And also regular supplemental Social Security income as
well?
Yeah,
food stamps, I believe.
What was that?
There you go. Not the one he's asked out. Did you say? I'm sorry.
No problem. What was it? You said that she gets a disability and also regular Social Security income as well?
Yeah.
Okay, so two types of income. Perfect. Just one more question about the financials. Is someone a minor living in the house of the patient under 21 of age?
No, she lives with me.
She lives with you. Okay. Perfect. So what we will do, let me explain you what the process will be, what it takes in, and then we'll get you started in the first two steps. One will be, I'll explain you what the steps will be. So first of all, she will go over two assessments. One assessment will be with the broker. They're called the Pennsylvania Dependent Enrollment Broker. So this is a state entity. They will assess in-house and see her financial status. So this is the first visit. You'll call up this person and schedule the appointment. And I'll go ahead and transfer you once we finish the call so you can get schedule the appointment. So this is going to be step one. Step number two will be the second assessment. The aging agency will call you within a few days of the finish of the first assessment. They will call you to schedule a second assessment. It's called a PCA. And they will assess the functional eligibility of your mother. and we will see whatever her needs are. And in the meantime, while you're having both assessments, we were going to have two things done. The first one is going to be a PCP form from a doctor signed that the patient needs services. So therefore, we have our telehealth doctor that we use for our clients. They can call you up, schedule an appointment, and they can sign the PCP form over the phone. So I'll go ahead when we finish the call, and we will schedule together this appointment. Okay?
Yeah.
And the fourth thing that we'll need to have in the meantime is financial proof of any other incomes. Meaning to say, if the patient has any bank accounts or any financial institution that she uses for her money, the county would want to see 5 years of statements looking back to 5 years. Does it make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, and we will need to have any bank accounts, 5 years of statement, and also a social security income award letter, meaning to say how much she gets every month. There's usually send a letter how much they're giving, and you should have some that letter. It's not easy to request it. So once all this,
so it's not gonna affect her income, is it?
Yes, correct. No, nothing is going to affect the income. It's just that the county wants to see how much her income is. And also, where does the social security income goes in? It goes to the bank or the
goes
check?
To the bank.
Goes to the bank. Okay. But they will still want to see, although you're giving 5 years of statements from the bank, they will also want to see the gross income. So it's good to have a social security income award letter and a disabilities award letter as well. Does she get any pensions, like retirement accounts?
No, she never works.
Oh, okay, perfect. So this will be the financial proof that we'll need. So once all this is done, the two assessments, the PCP form, and the financial proof, the broker will send over your file to the county's office. The county will review it. It might take a week or two, and they will see if they will approve it or not. They will let you know. They will notify you if they approve or not. Once you're approved for home services, they will assign an insurance plan. And the insurance will assign a coordinator who will come down to the patient's house and assess how many hours the patient needs. Once that's done, we onboard you as the caregiver. Who will be the caregiver?
Me.
Okay, we onboard you to be the caregiver, and you can start care. So the whole process might take, might take 2 months. It's a long process. But it all depends on how on top we are on it. For example, I had a case last week that after 35 days of the start of the case, it got approved. The reason why, because, you know, we were all on top. We were able to get everything as soon as possible and get ready everything ahead of the game as early as possible. So that's all that's the key point. So, again, not more than 2 months. It might take quicker if we're all on top of it. So... my name is Naftali. I'll be helping you along the way. You can go ahead and save my number into your contacts. I'll give you my number.
Okay. Go ahead.
267-551.
7492.
7445.
7445, gotcha.
Okay, so this is my direct number. My name is Naftali, and please save me in the contacts so you know who calls you. So as I said, the first thing will be to have a visit with a broker. I'll give you the broker's number if you're ready for that, the first assessment.
I'm ready.
877.
Mm-hmm.
550.
Mm-hmm.
4227. Okay, so we'll do two things right now. First one will be I will create a referral for the PCP, the doctor, to call you, and we'll go ahead and schedule the appointment right away. Just hold a moment while I create the referral, please, okay?
I'm connecting the appointment right now. I'm going to call you back directly in about 20 minutes.
You want to call me back in 20 minutes?
Yeah, I'm at
the welfare office. No problem. If not, I'll call you back, okay?
I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. Bye.